Continue on after this. Okay, hold on. You dial it again.
On the
days? Yeah, on the days, you dial it on the days at the top. And the shall again about Achoise. What do we do with the extra word of Achoise over here? So, the moment you said was, the words are from Achoise the Sefer. The Yidduch said Achoise the Sefer, normally, Lechaiva, to tell us, Ein Oinshim and Adin. The other man learns out, Oinshim Yazoro. Oinshim Yazoro means either he holds Oinshim and Adin, or else he learns out just that the Yazoro applies to both, Oinshim also. The boy said, Menach Kalei, Me Achoise the Resha. He learns it out from the extra word Achoise the Resha. Rashi says, the Motzim and Mitzvah, the Kuddha said, Kiikaches bas oviv by bas imoy. Person just could have said kiikach. The person takes his father's daughter, which means his sister. With the word achoise is extra for this drasha. Vidach, what does the other man yama do? That holds the word achoise is extra. Who miboylei lechalek kores. This is what we're holding now. Miboylei lechalek kores lemafatein v'lasech. The Torah only says one lav. It says two lavs. And you're not allowed to make the exact amount of shemen, and the second lav, you're not allowed to anoint it, put it upon yourself. Now there's only one chorus. So how do I know that for each one separately goes chorus, and if you do both of them, b'shoigeg, yichayif tu chatois, how do I know l'chalik? That's what I do with this extra word for l'achosay. Even though it's a different pasha, but since we do not need it for the pasha of Arayis, we use it for this case over here, where the case where a person makes the special Shemen HaMishcha, and he also anoints himself with it, that he's doing two separate lavs, even though the Torah says one chorus, it's as if it says chorus twice, like Yivichayiv two chatois. Vidus, the other man, the Yom, that used the word Achoisai for these other drushes of the same system, how does he know this halacha that for Mefatim and Pesach Yichayiv two, so that he holds Kriyabeloza and Rabbi Ishiya. The Yom and Rabbi Loza. Om Rabbi Ishiya. That is a general clown all over. Wherever we have this, Kolmokam Shatzer Moitse Shnei Lavim. Anytime you find two Lavim, the chorus echot, and there's one chorus in between them. Like over here, there's a separate Lav not to make the exact measurement of this Shemen HaMishcha. And there's a separate Lav, Losuch, not to anoint yourself with it. The Torah says one chorus in between them. He says automatically, without a special pasuk, automatically, Chaluk Yilei Lekorvim. You should know, since they're two separate lavs, so this one chorus is like it itself, it's mechalik, that you would receive two chatois, so I do not need an extra word v'lachoisai to teach me this, that's a klal all over. So whenever you have two lavim, and you have one chorus, automatically the chorus goes upon both lavim. The boy son of the pshat is like this. No, we do not hold like Rebbe Lezer. So how do we know by mefatim and by sach, that it only says one time chorus here. How do we know if you do both of them, Yichayiv two chatois? How do we know from another drasha? For Nathli learns it out from the pasuk, Mive'ish Asha Yishkav as Isha Dovo. Also, it's an extra pasuk here. If you live with an Isha, that's an Ida. So it's an extra pasuk, Dovo, it's extra over here. It comes to teach us this klal that there's another place where it is Lechalik. Even though in the Pasha of Arayis, we have other psukim to say that's Lechalik. So we have an extra, we use it to teach us by losach, by mefatim, and the losach is chayiv tu chatois. Vidach, what does the other man do? He learns out that from v'lachoisai. What does he do with this extra pasuk in the ish? Ash yishka v'sish adava. So he says, no, who mi boilei for the extra drasha of nida? Look at Rabbi Yochanan. Tiyama Rabbi Yochanan, mishim mishim ben yechoi. Minayin, how do I know that Shaina Isha Tameya, an Isha is only Tame Mishum Nida, if the dam comes out, Achiyotse Midova. That means Derech Havasa. It has to come out from her Makor, from her womb. The dam has to come from her Makor, that's called Dam Nida, then she's Tame. Rashi says it means Vafuke Derech Dofen. If the blood comes from the side, not through the Derech of the womb, she'll be told that's not called Dam Nida. How do we know this? Shinema, the pasuk says, V'ish, Asha Yishka, V'sisha Dovo, V'gila Savosa. So the next pasuk, Malam, it comes to teach us, She'enu Isha Tumeya, Anisha is only Tame with the Tumas Nida, Asha Yotza Midova, Derech Avosa. It has to come from her, from her Makor, from the womb. That's where the blood has to come out from. When it comes from the sides, down from the doifin, there she's told, so that's all I need this pasuk, it's not an extra pasuk, I need it for this limud.
What about
So the next case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says also there's a lav, if somebody that's tomei, and he eats kachim, he takes from the korban, eats from it, he gets receives malchus. So the question is, where's the lav? How do we know this? So Bishlaim is good, I understand, how bol mikdash. The next case in the Mishnah is, if somebody's tomei, and he comes into the base of mikdash. So even though he's chayiv korus, he also receives the malchus. So tomei, ksiv, it says oynish, or ksiv azor, the Torah says both, the psukim are open. Oynish, the ksiv, it says, it's mikdash Hashem timei v'nichrusso, Mishkan Hashem timei, who is matame the Mishkan, the base of mikdash of the Mishkan, it becomes the one who's tomei, and therefore v'nichrusso receives korus. That's the punishment. Azor, where's the lav? The pasuk says, v'lo yitamu es machnehem. You should not be matama. The machna means the machna shchina. You should not go into the base of mikdash or the mishkan when you are tummy. See, here we have clearly.
What does really mean?
So this is good. We have a lav and an oynish. Very good. And a tummy. She'ochal es hakodesh. But how do we know a person himself that's tummy? How do we know when he eats the basar of kachim that he's over lav or receive malchus? Where does it say this? Bishleim oynish to see the punishment. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'ha nefesh asher toichal b'basa mizbeach hashlamu mashal Hashem utamos olov v'nichrusa." So pasuk says, if you eat basa shlamim of a korban when you are tamei, if the, it could even be Yisrael, when you are tamei, a Yisrael eats from his own korban shlamim. If you are tamei though and you eat from the meat, you receive korus. You have a chayav korus. That's good. Ela azor minayim. Where is the lav in the Torah? Now our Mishnah says you receive malchus. So in order to receive malchus, for sure there has to be a law. The Torah has to say, loisa say, do not do it. Like even like we had before, there's a tzad to say, for chai the krisis, you do not need a law. But our Mishnah says you receive malchus. For malchus, for sure you need a law. So where is the law in the Torah that if you're tamei, you are not allowed to eat kachim? So Rash Lakish and Rash Lakish says from this pasuk, bechol kodesh loisiga, says do not touch any kachim. So he learns, first of all, he's talking about a real korban, not like Rabbi Yechon is talking about truma. He says, no, Rabbi Shlokesh holds, we're talking about kodesh means kachim, and also the Torah says, leisiga, will soon see, it doesn't only mean not to touch it, but it also means you're not allowed to eat it. So this lav of leisiga also means to not eat. So here's the lav, you cannot eat kachim when you're tummy. Rabbi Yechon says, Tony Bradla, the name of this Tana, Tony Bradla, that Asya Tumosoi Tumosoi. He has a different posik. Where is the lav that if you're Tomei, you're not allowed to eat kachim? He learns that from the Gzera Shava of Tumosoi Tumosoi. Siv Hawk, it says over here by kachim, for Tumosoi Olov, for Nichrusa, that if you eat kachim when you're Tomei, you receive chorus. It says the word for Tumosoi Olov, Uksiv Hosom, Tomei Yia, Oi Tumosoi Doi. So Rashi says, it says, "Ksiv tumosi olov, betomei shochol es hakodesh." Ksiv oit tumosi boy, bebo ala mikdash tomei. Oit last pasuk of oit tumosi boy is talking about if you go into the base of mikdash when you are tomei. It also says lashon of tumosi boy. So ma lahalan oinish v'yazora, just like when you are tomei. If you come into the base of mikdash, there's the punishment of korus, and the Torah also says. There's a lav, there's an azara. Is Afkan, he also says, shava, that oynish, that the pasuk says clearly, that if you eat kachim, you receive chorus. But also the azara, I can learn out the lav from a gzera shava. That's not a chsarf, it ain't oynshim in adin, it's not a kal v'chayma, it's a gzera shava. So this gzera shava of Tumosai tells me, just like by going into the base of Migdash, there's a lav. The same thing, if you are tummy and you eat basar of kachim, you overlap, and therefore Mishnah says, you receive malchus. So that's the two ways to learn out, either from the pasuk, the chokodish leisiga, or from the gzera shavah, the tumasi alav. Now the Gemara says, Bishnei meresh lakish, ulayamak Reb Yechanan, I understand why Resh Lakish learns different than Reb Yechanan, gzera shavah le gomir, he did not accept it from his Rebbe. Even though Rabbi Yochanan was Israeli, but he didn't accept it. He learned everything. He didn't learn this Gezeirah Shavah. Therefore, he has a different pasuk.
What's really the
title? So we can understand he had a different Kabbalah. Therefore, he uses a pasuk. But the question is, though, Rabbi Yochanan, what does he do with the Shlokesh's pasuk? Rabbi Shlokesh has a clear pasuk. But Chol Kodesh Leisiga, you're not allowed to touch it. And Rabbi Yochanan, my time lo yom bekeresh lokish. Omar lokish. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hahu azor la truma." This pasuk, the Chol Kodesh here, means truma, not kochim, but truma. Does not apply to kochim. For a shlokish, he holds like this: azor la truma minolei. If you say this pasuk is talking about kochim, where is the azoro that you cannot eat truma? Kohen cannot eat truma when he's tamei. Nafkulei from a different pasuk that it says, "Meish." Meish ish mizera Aaron v'utzarua oizot. If he's tamei, then it says there he cannot eat from kochim. Now ezel dover, what type of a thing shushava v'zara shel Aaron that applies both to men and to ladies? V'chol zara shel Aaron heviyoy mezu truma, that an ish, if she's a bas koyin or she's married to a koyin, she's allowed to eat truma. Whereas by kodesh kadoshim it only applies to zechorim and not to on the kevos. So therefore this pasuk here of ish ish means zarush aron, any zarush aron, even the ladies, it applies to truma. So Rish Lakish learns out the azara not to eat truma when you tell me from here. Therefore the pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga goes on kochim. The idach, what does Rabbi Yochanan do? If he uses the pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga for truma, either another pasuk ish ish, the answer is ahu liachila v'ol l'negiya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, both psukim are talking about truma. And here, the ish ish is talking about you can't eat, and the pasuk b'chol kodesh lo siga tells us a chiddush that if you're tamei, there's a lav not to even touch the truma. There's a lav not to touch truma. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. Now, Rish Lakish.
In that way, that if a man ate truma, would he be higher? We have to have two kabbanas because they're two separate lavim, one to touch and one not to.
Yeah, the question is though, for touching, if there's a chiyuv koros involved also, could be it's only a lav, not a chiyuv koros. Therefore, there wouldn't be a carbon for it. Feeding it, you're right, there's a chiyuv koros. But we'll soon see later. But for touching, there will not be a koros. It'll only be a lav. Now, Rish Lakish. For Rish Lakish. Hai b'chol kodesh leisiga, is it true what you're saying? Lihoch yudiyosa. According to Rish Lakish, it comes to teach us that you're not allowed to eat kochim when you're tamei. Hu miboylei l'tamei shenoga b'kodesh. No, Rish Lakish used this pasuk that if a tamei touches kochim, for that alone he receives malchus. So then it must be there's another pasuk where I know if he eats it. Why the itmo? Not like this. Tamei shenoga b'kodesh. If a person that's tamei just touches Bosser of Kochim, touches the carbon. Resh Lakish Shayma Loike, but this alone he gets Malkus. Rabbi Yechon Namarena Loike, it's very good. Resh Lakish Shayma Loike, the Chol Kodesh Leisiga. It's talking about Kochim, so you receive Malkus. Rabbi Yechon Namarena Loike, Haru Azar on the Truma the Yosef. The Shitasa, that Pasuk is only talking about Truma. By Truma, there's a lav not to touch Truma when you're Tomei. But by Kochim, there's no Pasuk. So the Chul Akasha quotes Resh Lakish, how do we learn out both? From this pasuk, b'chol kodesh leisiga, maybe it's only talking about negiyah, or else there has to be another pasuk to say that you're over feeding. Because if there wouldn't be another pasuk, the chur, then this pasuk would be me eating and not touching. So the more answer is like this: tomei shenoga b'kodesh midiafke rachmana b'losh negiyah. Like really, this words of b'chol kodesh leisiga implies both. It implies you're not allowed to eat kochim. But why does the Torah say Lashon of Leisiga if it really means do not eat it? Why does it say do not touch it? It means it teaches both that there's also a lav not to touch kochim on your tummy. So Rish Lakish answers like this, Rish Lakish. Midiafke rachmana b'loshin negiya. Since the Torah did not say Leitoichal, but it says Leisiga, it changes the Lashon, b'loshin negiya, so it teaches there's a lav not to touch kochim. Azor lechol, how do I know there's a lav here that also means do not eat kochim? But iskas kodesh lemikdash. In the same pasuk here afterwards it says, do not come into the base of Mikdash. Which means, as the more explains later, just like by coming into the base of Mikdash, you're chayiv koris. See here also, when this pasuk says, b'chol kodesh leisiga, means a chayiv koris. Now, a chayiv koris is only if you eat basar of kochim, there's the punishment of koris. But just for touching, there's no punishment. So therefore, for sure, when this pasuk says b'chol kodesh le'sigar, it implies you're not allowed to eat it, because it implies there's a chiyuv kares also. So it means do not eat it. But since the Torah also says the word of le'sigar, it changed the lashon achilu tosigar means also you cannot touch. So Rish Lakish learns out both. For the Gemara, no, there's a third limit from this pasuk. V'yakati v'yochiu diyos, is it true that this pasuk only comes for this? Or when we boil it, we need it for something else. According to Rish Lakish, we need it le'tomei she'ochal abosa kodesh le'fnei zrikas damin. What's going to be is somebody that's tomei eats from the meat of the korban before they made this zrikas adam. Now, before they make this zrikas, before they sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, even if he's tor, he cannot eat the basar. The basar has no heter achila until after zrikas adam. It's like one man diyom, if you're tomei and you eat the basar before zrikas adam, you're potter. Because the law only applies that when a person that's tor is allowed to eat the meat, if you're tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. The Shlokesh says no, even before a tor can eat the meat. If you're tomei and you eat it, you're chayiv. How do we know this? The tomei shocha bosa kodesh tofnei zrikas dam, and deep now we learned. Tomei shocha bosa kodesh tofnei zrikas dam, what's going to be? The person that's tomei eats from the korban, eats from this meat, even before the kahanim made his rikas adam, Resh Laga Shama Loika, still you receive malchus, and we'll soon see for this pasuk, the chol kodesh leisiga. Reb Yechonon Amar, ain't a loika, no. Resh Laga Shama Loika, why? The chol kodesh leisiga. Means to imply any kachim, even before Zerika's dam. Loishna lefnei Zerika, loishna liyachas Zerika. Still there's a lot, not heated if you're tamei. Reb Yechonon Amar, no, ain't a loika. Why? Reb Yechonon Latayme. Why? Because how does Rabbi Yechonon know that there's a law not eat the basar of kachim when you're tamei? The Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, Tumosai, Tumosai, Gzeira Shava, Tumosai, Tumosai. The Chik says Tumosai, when does it say the word for Tumosai? Li'acha Zriku, the Chik, it says after the Zrika. Because the pasuk says that if you're tor, you should eat from the korvin, but if you have Tumosai, then you're not allowed to. So the pasuk is clearly saying the difference between a person that's tor and a person that's tamei. So this lav is only after the basar is fit for a person of tor to eat it, which means after zrikas dam, then there's a lav for a person that's tamei to eat it. But before that, there's no lav. So according to Rish Lakish, how does he know even before zrikam from this pasuk b'chol kodesh? So you're telling me now this pasuk implies stam for the original lav that if you tell me you cannot eat it. How do I know to go so far that it also implies even before Zerika's dam? Maybe it's only after Zerika's dam. Gemara says, true, we can learn out three things from this pasuk. Gemara says, Ahu, mi bachol kodesh nafka. It says the word koil. The word koil is extra. It says bachol, bachol kodesh leisiga. Just should have said, the kodesh leisiga. Because if it would have just said, bachodesh leisiga, and it says, the chiyuv kares here, I know it means not eat it. The Torah says, Leisiga, do not touch. It also means there's a pure lav not to touch it. What's the bakil? The extra word bakil. Every kachim means even kachim before Zerika's dam, before there's a heter for a Torah that a person to eat it, still there's a lav, a separate lav, for a person to tamei to eat it. So Shlokesh learns out three things from this pasuk, Bechol Kodesh Leisiga. Everyone says, Tanya Kavostra Shlokesh, I'll bring you a proof. We're going to write the like the Shlokesh learns. Tanya Kavosa de Rish Lakish. The Bosik says, Bechol Kodesh Leisiga. Ah, Zorah, this is a lav, Lioichel. That if you're Tomei, there's a lav not to eat from the Bosik Kodshim. Ah, Toimi, you're telling me, Ah, Zorah, Lioichel, or Yeno El, Ah, Zorah, Lunageya. Maybe it's only a lav here if you touch the Kodshim, but not if you eat it. Talmulem, the Bosik says, Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, Viela Migdash. And right away it says also the lav that when you're Tomei, you cannot enter the base of Migdash. So there's a hekesh here. Makish kodesh lemigdash. That ma migdash. Dovish yesh for natiros neshama. Just like by the base of migdash. If you walk in there when you're tamei, you're chayiv koris, there's a misa. There's a natiros neshama upon you. Your neshama will be taken away early. After the beginning of the pasuk, when it says v'chol kodesh leisiga, also is talking about something. Af kol dovish yesh for natiros neshama. It's talking about something that if you do it, you're chayiv koris. Which implies eating basar kachim. V'benegi, if the pasuk only means just touching, mi'ikur atiras neshama. The Torah doesn't say anywhere, achi of koris, for touching meat. So that's pshita, there's only a pure lav if you touch the meat. not a chi of Koris. But since there's a hekeshir of Koris, of coming into the Beis Hamikdash to the eating of the kodshim, to the b'chol kodesh le'siga, it has to imply that the lav also applies not to eat b'asa kodshim. If you're tomei, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Now that is another place in the Torah. It says the chi of Koris. It says whoever eats kodshim when he's tomei v'nichrasor. So here's a clear proof to Resh Lakish that this pasuk of b'chol kodesh le'siga does apply to b'asa kodshim. If you eat it, you chayev koris. There's a lav and koris. And if you just touch it, there's only a pure lav without koris. We're talking about achila. It's a raya approved to Resh Lakish. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Reb Yechanan, Kol Loisasei, anytime the Torah gives a lav, Shekodmo Asei, even though there's an essay involved also, but if you could be Mekayim the Asei before you're over the lav, like in a lav, you should know for that lav, still you would receive Malkus. In other words, even though there's a clav of lav hanitically Asei, Lamosho by Neuser, the Torah says, do not leave over the meat till the morning. That's the lav. Right. Then there's an essay that if you left it over to burn the meat. Now, when can you mekayim this essay? Only after the lav. Then we say the essay comes to fix up the lav. There's no malchus. Because if the only time you could do the essay is after the lav, so the pshat is the Torah telling you, if you were over this lav of neiser, you left over the meat till the next morning, you know what you should do now? Go and burn it. So this essay is a tikkun, is coming to fix up the lav. Bashenkin, where the essay could imply before the lav. Like Lamashal, the person is tummy. The pasuk says, V'yishalchem in a machna. First thing is, send them out of the machna. There's a mitzvah essay. Send the person that's tummy. The mace died there. So the mitzvah right now for everybody to walk out of the Beis HaMikdash right away. That's an essay. Then there's a lav, V'lo yitamos machnayim. Do not stay in there. So here, this essay is not a tikkun on the lav. Of course, the essay comes by itself first. The first thing you're supposed to do is go out of the Beis HaMikdash. So where the essay could imply before the lav, so it's a regular essay. You have an essay to do, and then if you're over the lav, that's a pure lav, there you would receive malchus. Even if you do the essay later, that essay is not a tikkun on the lav. That's a chiddush over here. That kol loisasei, shekodmu asei, if you could do the essay before the lav, then like it a lav. Now, Omer Loi, they asked him, this was Rabbi Bar Bachon, and said, Rabbi Yochanan,